This post is a little different because I'm not just showing a photo that I think is especially good. It's average. It's a photo of a drop of water on some grass. The reason I put it here is because I want to illustrate the thought process that went on in my mind when deciding which picture to use. So I went out on a kind of a rainy day. It was a lull in the rain, so it was raining in the morning, and then it kind of quit and was nice and overcast, and it rained later on in the day. And I went out when it was between the rainy periods, I guess, which is a fantastic time to shoot because the light is all diffused and overcast, and you get really nice light without a lot of harsh shadows that you normally get in the midday. And this is probably like 12 or 1 o'clock when it would normally be super sunny and bright, but here you get these awesome rich colors that you don't really get any other time unless it's really overcast. So anyway, I went out shooting and I saw this little patch of grass and some water droplets on it. And I took several photos and back on my computer, I initially put the second one. If you scroll down on the blog, you'll see a second photo. I initially put that one up first on Weekly 50 because I liked it and I thought, hey, it was really cool. There was this blade of grass with some drops of water, one of which is clearly in focus and others which were not. And you had that red in the background, which was actually a flower that was kind of blurry. And I liked it because I thought that it was a really interesting photo with a lot going on. And my idea was originally that you, the viewer, would see the topmost drop of water and then kind of draw your attention out from there and see other drops of water and see the background, that blurry red in the background and the foreground. And I thought it was kind of cool. But the more I looked at the second photo, the one which is actually the featured photo this week, the more I liked it. And here's why. On the bottom photo, even though it had all that stuff, it was actually, I realized, just too busy. There was so much going on in it that I wasn't sure the viewer would have any idea what to focus on and what was the photo about. What was I trying to show or say in this photo? And I realized that it was kind of unclear to me what was going on in that photo because there's so much going on. And I initially liked that splash of color in the background, but then I thought it's too distracting. And for me, one of the guiding principles I like to operate by when taking pictures or really showcasing photos, not just taking them, but deciding which ones to showcase, is what do I want my viewers to see or think or feel? And that should be it shouldn't be a complex process. To me, that should come simply and easily. And I know sometimes you can stare at a work of art like the Mona Lisa. You could stare at that thing for an hour or all day and feel all sorts of different things and think all sorts of different things. So I'm not saying every photo has to be like instantly impart some sort of feeling right away. But I was hoping to draw the viewer's attention to something clear and interesting in a fairly short amount of time, and then go out from there to something more. And the first photo, in my view, does that much better. And this is something that I wanted to showcase here as an example for anyone out there. If you're looking for a way to kind of improve your game a little bit in photography, use this as kind of an example. And I'm not trying to talk this up and say, like, you have to do what I did. No, please don't do what I did. Do your own thing. But this is what I did to get at what we have here. So the first photo, the featured photo, it's similar in that there's a drop of water on some grass, but there's less going on. And yet, to me, there's more for the viewer to think about and to look at in the photo. So initially, you see that one drop on the kind of the top right-hand, the top right-hand quadrant of the photo, you see that drop of water, and it's nice and clear, and it's isolated. So there's nothing else going on besides that. I suppose you could see, like, maybe a couple drips beside it and one off to the other side. But really, it kind of exists by itself. After that, and it's really nice and clear and nice and in focus, as opposed to the second one, where there's, like, four or five drops of water, and they're all, like, in varying degrees of focus. And so on the top photo, you see a lot more on which to focus. Like there's one thing on which to focus, not many things. And by doing that, it's much more clear to the viewer what you should be focusing on. From there, because it's so focused on that one drop of water, then in my view, you have more context for the photo, more to look out on after that. And then you start to see there's more blades of grass in the foreground and there's blades in the background. And then you hopefully start looking at other elements. Like there's this weird horizontal blade of grass on the left-hand side. There's that bit that's kind of in focus on the way top left that almost looks like a candle. It's the tip of a piece of grass that had turned brown or something. And to me, it's a much more interesting photo, even though it's simple and there's less actually happening in general in the photo. I think there's more to that photo than the second one. And one of the reasons I liked the second one at first was the color. I thought it'd be cool to have that bit of color in the background. And that was an intentional choice when I took it. I specifically focused or positioned myself with that blade of grass there and the flowers in the back, specifically chose a wide aperture to get that nice blurry background. And I thought, yeah, we'll add some color to the photo. But then I realized the color distracted from the photo because what are you supposed to focus on? The drops of water or that colored blurry mess in the background? So the takeaway here, the lesson here, is that as a photographer, your pictures – well, and I'm sort of preaching. I don't mean to get on a soapbox because every photographer is different. But my approach is – and take it for what you want. My approach is that the point of a photo – there should be a point to your photo. And if someone looks at the photo and is not quite sure what's happening and not quite sure what the point of it is, then it's possible – that you haven't done your job as a photographer. Now, maybe you intentionally wanted to confuse your audience and give them something nebulous so that they really have to think about it for a long time. And if so, great, then do that. So don't just sit and do what I did. But I wanted to illustrate my thought process here and explain why I chose the top photo instead of the bottom photo. And hopefully that might give you a little bit to think of in your own photography as well. Aside from that, the lesson of just go out and shoot in conditions that you might not think of, like if it's cloudy and overcast, that's an awesome time to be out shooting. So go out there, have fun, shoot some photos, and share them, and just have fun doing it. Now I'm rambling on way too long. Sorry about that.